I am quite sure that you are wondering what in the world is the underlying meaning behind the little simple task of noticing the color blue. This particular task allows each of us who engage this mindfulness exercise to turn off the switch and the program that happens to be running inside our minds. Most of us have a program that continuously runs second after second. We are always churning the same worrisome thoughts, the same concerns. We find that we are nurturing stress because we simply can't change the channel. We can't switch to another screen. How in the world do we do that then? Some people simply try to stop thinking those thoughts. That can work for a few seconds, but usually the thoughts will immediately creep back in. An easier way, and I might add, a more fruitful and enjoyable way, is to literally switch into an entirely different program that is not only unfamiliar, but quite simple to do. The program this week is to notice the color blue. It switches the screen that you are running on. Instead of churning the very same concerns and thoughts and worries that are promulgating stress in all the tissues of your body, you literally switch that program off. It's as if you are a computer and you are saying to yourself, this program is not going to be running today. Today, we're going to be turning on a different program. The program that you turn on turns out to be a harmless, and I might add somewhat mindless program of noticing a very specific color. In this case, the magnificent color of blue. Becoming mindful of a very specific color will do just that. It switches off one screen, it turns off one program, and it turns on another program, which is positive, interesting, enjoyable, fun, and energizing. There's another reason why blue has a magnificent value to each of us. The fifth chakra is equivalent to our voice or our throat. The equivalent color of the fifth chakra turns out to be blue. When I say equivalent color, I'm also talking about the frequency that is associated with our throats and our fifth chakras. Some people with Parkinson's confront challenges with vocalization, with being able to talk clearly and coherently. Noticing the color blue is an indirect way of healing a chakra at the fifth level, right at our throat, that may be in chaos, that may not be functioning adequately. When you connect with the color blue, you resonate with the frequency that is the equivalent of the color blue, and in so doing, you invite that fifth chakra to stop the wobbling, to stop the skirting from side to side, and to enact an even, a smooth, and a nurturing movement that circles around evenly and gently so that the voice can be heard. The color blue is healing for just this reason. As you were searching for blue, you were also connecting and resonating with the equivalent frequency of blue, and you were also nurturing your fifth chakra back to full health and wellness. Have you noticed that your ability to speak has been enhanced as you have been the detective on the search for the color blue? That's why. Oftentimes, an innocent task can yield enormous dividends and returns. Have fun as you continue to be a detective, searching everywhere you encounter the color blue. Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent week.